In most cultures in the history of the world, if someone is asked the question, "Who are you?" Most cultures, the people answer that question kind of like this. Well, I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm a Lexingtonian. I'm a member of Ashland Avenue Baptist Church. Do you see something about those answers? Who I am has to do with the relationships I have and the community that I'm a part of. I'm a husband that speaks to responsibility to my wife. I'm a father that speaks of responsibility to the community in my home, not only my wife, but my children. I am a Lexingtonian. That speaks to the fact that I live in a particular community, in a particular place in the world that I have a responsibility to. And I am a member of Ashland Avenue Baptist Church. That's the community that I am most embedded in. Those are the relationships that answer the question of who I am. Almost nobody today answers the question like that. If you ask the question, "Who are you?" tend to get answers like, "Well, I'm somebody who tells it like it is." Who are you? I'm a creative person. Who are you? I'm somebody who's chasing my dreams. Who are you? Those are very individualistic identity markers. Do you see the difference? The Apostle Paul in our text writes contending that hope comes by expanding your view of the world, not shrinking it. By the way, that's always true. Even for somebody who's not a Christian, they are more hopeful in terms of if they see themselves as in relationship and community with others and a part of the fabric of that community. But for Christian hope, it's way more expansive than that. For Christian hope, we see our lives in light of the God who created the world and the story He has told us in His Word, the Bible, and we are a part of that through faith in Christ, so we see it as being united by faith to Christ. So we see who we are, and we are full of hope, because we don't shrink the world to us, we see the world that God has given and placed us as a part of. And Paul also contends, particularly in this section, but throughout the whole letter, that you do not hope alone. Hope does not grow alone. It is not lived out alone. Hope always demands relationships.